It's that time of year again, when plants start to push up from the earth, trees start budding, and allergies go absolutely fucking apeshit. But it's also the time of year when I plan out my flower and vegetable gardens. And I absolutely love this time of year. And if you've ever attended one of my keynotes, you know that I always talk about how I plan out my garden in early May, and how networking and business development relationships are like vegetables. Welcome to episode 194 of This Shit Works, a podcast dedicated to all things networking, relationship building, and business development. I'm your host, Julie Brown, speaker, author, and networking coach. And today I'm talking about how some of your relationships are radishes, some are tomatoes, and others, well, they can end up being zucchinis.
Welcome to This Shit Works, your weekly no-nonsense guide to networking your way to more friends, more adventures, and way more success with your host, Julie Brown. Here we go.
So, the first weekend in May is a very busy one for me. I go to various nurseries and pick out all the annuals that I will plant in my flower pot. It's usually a mixture of petunias, geraniums, snapdragons, potato vine, cosmos, zinnias, and more. This is also the time I plan my veggie garden, which I do mix up from year to year, but tends to contain things like radishes, kale, jalapeno peppers, zucchini, tomatoes, cucumbers, eggplant, whatever I'm feeling that year. Now, the radishes and the kale I grow from seed. Everything else is planted from a starter that I buy at the nursery. Every seed or plant may get put in the garden at the same time, but they sure don't grow at the same rate, and I certainly don't harvest them at the same time either. It's a long growing season from May to late August and sometimes into September, and each vegetable will grow at its own pace. So, let's explore a few of these vegetables as if they were our networking and business relationships that we are also nurturing. Radishes. Ah, these are the whirlwind connections that leave you breathless with anticipation. Just like radishes, sprouting up in the blink of an eye, literally from seed to harvest is 4 weeks, these business relationships seem to materialize overnight. One moment you're exchanging business cards, and the next you're sealing the deal and reaping the rewards of your collaboration. Why do some business relationships move at the speed of light? Well, probably much like in the world of romance, it could be due to various factors, shared goals, mutual interests, or just plain luck timing. Sometimes you meet a potential client or partner who aligns perfectly with your vision, or what you do is exactly the service they need at that time. There's lots of different factors, and before you know it, you're shaking hands and diving headfirst into a fruitful partnership. Now, tomatoes, well, they're on the other end of the spectrum. The slow, steady dance of business relationships that will test your patience, but yield sweet rewards in the end. Like tomatoes, ripening under the summer sun, not being harvested all the way to the end of the summer, these connections take their time to mature. You plant the seed of collaboration, nurture it with care, and patiently wait for it to bear fruit. But why the delay? Why are tomatoes taking so long? Well, tomatoes need ample time to grow and ripen. Some business relationships require patience, persistence, and a whole lot of TLC. Maybe you're building trust, negotiating terms, or simply taking time to get to know each other before diving into a partnership. Whatever the reason, remember that good things come to those who wait. Now, let's talk about zucchinis. The humble zucchini, the unsung hero of the vegetable patch, and the ultimate lesson in timing. You see, zucchinis are like business relationships that require constant vigilance. If you neglect them for too long, they grow oversized, watery, laden with seeds, rendering them practically unusable. You may also get way too many zucchinis at once. You literally cannot handle the zucchini overload. That's where your network comes in handy. By forging connections within your industry and even your competitors, you can create a support system where others can lend you a hand when you need it, and you can share the load when things get too hectic for you. So, Remember, friends, timing is key in the garden of business relationships. Whether you're harvesting radishes, waiting on those tomatoes, or wrangling zucchinis, stay vigilant and stay connected. Okay, friends, on to the drink of the week. And even though I'm done with my 21 day sober fitness challenge, I've enjoyed all of the mocktails so much that I'm bringing you another one as the drink of the week this week. So the drink of the week is the Virgin Cucumber Gimlet from Ocean Prime Restaurant. Here's what you're going to need. 1.5 ounces of club soda, 4 to 5 slices of muddled cucumber, 1 ounce of fresh lime juice, and 1 ounce of simple syrup. What you're going to do is you're going to combine all ingredients in a shaker and with ice and then shake, 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 shake. And then serve in a rocks glass over crushed ice and garnish with a rolled cucumber. So like slice the cucumber and then like do that little wavy thing and put it on a stick and put it in the drink. All right, friends. That's all for this week. If you like what you heard today, please leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Also, please remember to share the podcast to help it reach a larger audience. If you want more of me, Julie Brown, you can find my book, This Shit Works, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can find me on LinkedIn at Julie Brown BD. Just let me know where you found me when you reach out. I am JulieBrown_BD on the Instagram, or you can just pop on over to my website, JulieBrownBD.com. Until next week. Cheers, guys.
Thanks for taking the time to listen. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a tip. And remember, you can unapologetically be who you authentically are and still be wildly successful. That's a fact. See you next week on This Shit Works.